Welcome, dear listener, to the Spooky Songs Podcast, your home to all manner of beats that go bump in the night. Join us as we scare up the stories behind some of the spookiest songs ever recorded. And now, here are your hosts, Levi Bushew and Edgar Dieterman.
Welcome to the Spooky Songs Podcast, home to all the beats that go bump in the night. We are your hosts, Edgar Dieterman and Levi Bushew, and we are here to discuss songs that play into themes about horror and hauntings, murder and the macabre, and the haunting whistle of a long-forgotten old locomotive.
Toot toot, all aboard! Today's episode is all about ghost trains. Stories of ghost trains have appeared in folklore for ages and have made their mark in pop culture and Rick and Morty, and a particularly terrifying scene from Ghostbusters 2.
Okay, I'm out of here.
However, songs about ghost trains seem to be pretty exclusive to country music, and there aren't even that many of those.
Wait, are you sure Drake didn't have a ghost train song?
Is that what Wait For You is about? Like, just Drake just waiting for a ghost train in that song? It could work. But we've assembled two songs about iron horses from beyond. Ed, why don't you tell us your choice?
I got a honky-tonky spooky song for y'all this time. I unironically enjoy bluegrass, and The Rarely Heard is a good example coming to us from Ohio. Big on the festival track in the 90s, they had a ton of albums about God, and of course the Confederacy, and strangely enough, a couple more songs about trains. But mine is the only one of theirs about a haunted train line since some poor guy got squished on the tracks. Here is Moonville Brakeman by The Rarely Heard.
Don't ever go down by Moonville. Don't you ever go at night. You might see that old brakeman toting the coal all night. Tracks. No, I'm not going back. He got two more for breaking, or so the story goes. And he turned hard to the bottle when he heard that whistle blow. Then came the train, and he couldn't get out of the way. He gave all he had to the steel rail line. Now and then where the tracks had been, you could still see the brakeman's light. Well, there's nothing left of Moonville, not 1 inch of track. And the stores and homes have long since gone, like the weed-ridden pile of slag. Oh, but there's a train, and at night you can hear it sing.
He gave only... Well, I'm kind of glad their crappy religious stuff is rarely heard nowadays, but this is a fun little ditty.
Oh, I see what you did there. That's nice. Rarely heard. It's the name of the band. And the thing, yeah, that's good. But yeah, this album was a really big shift for them, and I like it a lot, especially this track. Like, it feels like when an old hobo is just, like, telling you a tale while you're on one of those seesaw cars that you see in the old cartoons. It's got that kind of vibe going on. I love that.
Well, let's see if your pick has any hand cars, too. What you got for us?
All right, this episode might be the one that gets us canceled. We have some pretty problematic people on this time. We got your Confederate apologist, along with my choice, Hank Snow, who got famous by doing a minstrel show. So we might be having our last show here. Sorry, pal. Anyways, Hank Snow is a legendary country musician from Nova Scotia. He's got 6 number one hits, 80 million records sold. But he also has the dubious honor, aside from the minstrel thing, of being the guy that introduced Elvis to his predatory manager, Colonel Tom Parker.
Colonel being used here with the most disrespectful of quotation marks, of course.
Right, like even Hank Snow disliked that guy. Like he's quoted as saying, "I have worked with several managers over the years and have respect for all of them, except for one, Tom Parker." He even refused to use his little Colonel moniker. But this show isn't about country music history.
Heck, it's not even about songs that people have ever even heard of.
Right. I'm going to play a spine-tingling ghost track that's called, appropriately, Ghost Trains by Hank Snow.
It was early in the fall and the blowing up the squall from the terrestrial. You could hear the weirdest moans. With a mighty lonesome cry came a whistle from the sky, and it chilled the very marrow in my bones. Then a loud rushing roar like you never heard before turned the blood to icy water in my veins. As I watched with rising fear, something strange was drawing near, and I saw in the clouds ghost train. Through the night, just as they passed me by, I heard the engineer cry, "Give her coal, give her coal, shovel it on." You could see the fireman grinning in the engine that was winning, but I knew before the finish they'd be gone.
Man, I love this old-timey country-style music where, like, they repeat the name of the song a couple of times in the chorus. Like, don't forget what we're listening to. Ghost Train. Ghost Train.
Right. Like, if this was a song that was made in the 80s, it'd be, like, a dance called Doing the Ghost Train. And they'd be keep talking about Doing the Ghost Train.
There's no way this song hasn't been two-stepped to, also.
But I also really like the female vocal on this. That kind of sounds like both a train whistle and like the call of a banshee.
Is it a ghost lady?
Like, I literally cannot tell. Like, it could be someone playing like a handsaw and warbling it around a bunch. All I know is that it sounds haunting and it really helps the song. I pick weird things to like sometimes. That's just what I do.
And the only other thing this song missing is like the good old fashioned whistling with the lyrics like, woo, woo, woo. Wee-you, wee-you, wee-you. We got a new release alert.
Okay, that means it's time for our new release alert segment where we tell you about new songs that we love and that we think you'll enjoy as well. Ed, what you got for us?
Okay, this is a really weird instrumental that almost sounds like a classic spooky song you'd play while handing out candy at the foot of your driveway. Here is Towers by Via Mardot.
I love Isaac Rother and the Phantoms and their old school approach to music making, and it is on full display with their new song, House of Wax. Here it is.
Won't you come and see me? House of Wax. Chamber of Horrors in the House of Wax. Dimension intense.
Thanks for listening, geeks and ghouls. This concludes our episode of the Spooky Songs Podcast. If you would like to reach out to us with questions, comments, or requests, feel free to send them to spookysongspodcast@gmail.com.
You can also keep up with us on Instagram at Spooky Songs Podcast, where we post a new spooky song every single day. We will also post hints to the next episode's theme and talk about new release alerts there as well. If you like what you heard, please give us a review and follow us on the podcast service of your choice. And if you have friends that you think will enjoy this podcast, let them know about us. Word of mouth is without a doubt the best way to help this podcast grow and build a community of people that love spooky songs.
If you want to hear a version of the podcast with songs played in their entirety, listen to us on Spotify. Their music and talk format allows us to play any songs we feature without any edits.
Finally, thank you for listening. We hope you come back for new episodes on the first and third Monday of each month.